2 days of events are getting underway in Britain and France to mark 80 years since the D-Day landings by Allied forces at Normandy in World War II. Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla have joined veterans at Portsmouth in the UK, one of the key departure points for the Normandy landings of June 1944. Charles has paid tribute to those who took part in the landings. He says they replaced tyranny with freedom.
Let us once again commit ourselves, always to remember, cherish and honour those who served that day, and to live up to the freedom they died for by balancing rights with civic responsibilities to our country. For we are all eternally in their debt.
Ceremonies are also being held in France. Governor-General David Hurley and his wife are representing Australia. Some 3,200 Australian personnel were part of the landings in France on June 6, 1944. At least 14 Australians were killed on D-Day, and hundreds more throughout the subsequent campaign.